2019 NACUSO Network Conference, and Mr. Keith Kelly from CU Rate Reset is in the studio lounge. Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out.
Great to be in your hometown.
Well, yeah, it is. It's good. Sorry about the rain this morning. That was unexpected.
I went for a walk in it anyway.
Okay, good.
It's not bad.
A little wet stuff out of the sky is not a bad thing.
Yes, indeed.
Good stuff. So how's the conference going for you before we get into the topic at hand?
Speaking of rain, it's raining collaboration here at the conference already.
That's what I
already.
Heard. That's been the theme for sure.
Seriously, yesterday at a table at lunch, I sat down and there was a CEO, there was another vendor, technology, CUSO there, and we struck a deal right there at the table.
Oh my God.
Collaboration together.
Well done.
It was awesome.
Good for you. Yeah. That's what it's all about. And I've said time and time again, and you probably see it in almost every video, but this conference, there's such an entrepreneurial startup spirit here.
Without
there's an energy, a vibe here that's really kind of cool. So really enjoy it. I really enjoy this one each year. All right. Topic at hand. You told me just before the recording, platformification.
Yes, indeed.
So enlighten us. What is this all about?
I was reading one of the rags out there a couple months ago, and it was a quote by Jamie Dimon from Chase.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his quote.
No.
He was actually re-quoting somebody else who came up with that term a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. Platformification. I've heard of gamification. I've never heard of platformification.
Yeah.
But the definition of platformification is, and the idea behind this was even Jamie Dimon recognized that the big banks, there's no way they can compete against how many fintechs and how many great ideas the fintechs are coming out with.
Yeah.
They can't build them all.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they also have, you know, legacy systems, platforms that don't make it easy for these fintechs to integrate with them.
Mm-hmm.
So a platform needs to be developed where the banks can actually tap into
an open architecture, so to speak.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, kind of like Chris and Constellation and On Approach Trellis with the big data platformification. Knock Knock is a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the concept behind a platform that vendors can tap into and have their APIs connect into, where consumers can then get the benefit of those fintechs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offered by the banks and the credit unions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to chat with you about today.
Okay. Yeah, because I was just talking to Dennis Dollar, former NCUA chairman, and we were talking about how the regulations are kind of keeping the fintechs at bay from diving all the way into the financial services market, like, you know, in, you know, credit unions and banks and stuff like that. But it's actually kind of promoting partnerships, because they don't want to go all the way in and deal with the regulations that credit unions and banks have to deal with. But this is kind of promoting partnerships, and so I think this is the kind of the road we're going down now.
Instead
of fearing them, we're now partnering with them because they don't want to go all in. So this is kind of a segue of what you want to talk about.
That's
exactly
right. So I mean, if you look at LendingClub, if you look at Prosper, if you look at Engage, there's a new way we as consumers can check our rates, right? So for everybody watching this video, go to one of those sites today and you'll see a little button that says check my rate.
Right.
Or check your rate. And when you do that, you put in a little bit of information on yourself. It does a soft pull on your credit report.
Yeah.
So it's not a hard pull, which will hurt your credit score. And behind the scenes, there's a sophisticated approval engine on you, right? So that's saying, yes, Mike, you've been approved for this personal loan up to $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your interest rate, and here is, you know, the terms that you're being approved for.
Right.
And if you like them, you can accept it right there on the spot.
Okay.
If you don't, you X out, and it's no harm, no foul on your credit report. Well, what consumer will ever go and walk into a branch to apply for a consumer loan again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you don't even know if you're going to be approved. You have a hard pull on your credit report. And if you still get rejected, you got to go down the street and apply to somebody else. And you keep applying, your credit score just keeps going down and down.
Yep.
So we've done the same thing, but we built it that as a white label product for credit unions to compete against, you know, the Lending Clubs and the Prospers, where their members can go click a button, softball happens, hitting the bureaus real time, decisioning is happening, firm offer of credit is presented. If you like it, you accept it right there on the spot, sign all the documents, funnel it right into the LOS, book it into the core, and at that point it becomes a hard pull on your credit report. So it's that platformification from the standpoint that being allowed to every credit union and bank allows them to compete against the fintechs out there. But the only way to make that happen, Mike, the only way to make that happen, right, is for a platform. where we can integrate into it.
Where
integrating
it
makes
into
the
LOS.
Right. Integrating into the decisioning engines at the bureau. Mm-hmm. They have their own, obviously, platforms. But an integration has to be allowed. An open API integration has to be allowed for this platform to work.
Gotcha.
So along those lines, major announcement. Yeah.
It wouldn't... Every time you come into the studio lounge, there's a major announcement, and I wouldn't think anything less of you.
Right,
so what's on the docket?
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're QSO,
yes.
And we have a parent company which owns the QSO. The parent company does call on banks. The QSO doesn't really call on banks, but the parent company calls on banks.
Sure.
And on Thursday of last week, we signed a $2.5 trillion bank.
With a T, ladies and gentlemen.
T. Worldwide bank.
Wow.
And in February, a $3.5 trillion bank signed
Pete,
up.
Pete, goodness.
Yeah, so talk about, you know, validation of a platform that the banks are recognizing as a digital engagement that they can then offer to their customers, right? But, you know, banks, credit unions, yes, there's some friction there.
Sure.
But there's a brotherhood and a sisterhood there.
Of course.
Because they know that the fintechs want to put them out of business, both entities, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually seeing more collaboration between the banks and the credit unions than I've ever seen
before.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's really neat to see, actually. Yeah, so are you, like, walking around, like, are your feet actually touching the ground when you're walking after these two signings? Or
I mean, it is a team effort. We have an awesome team. Mike, I mean, from the sales side all the way to the implementation side to the development side, we're a lean, mean, fighting machine team, and so kudos to the whole team back home for, it was a long time coming. I mean, it was a 2-year process of due diligence for both of these big institutions.
Congrats, man.
Thank you very much. I mean, obviously in this due diligence era that we live in, for them to put the platform through the test and all the pen tests and due diligence packages and you name it, going back and forth. Very blessed to say that they're both signed.
Awesome.
And both want to be live in May.
Wow. That's a short time away, Keith. Wait a minute. Hey, ho, ho. Wait a minute. That's a short time away, so you got some work to do.
Well, actually, truth be told, we took a chance, right? So while the negotiations were going on, while the due diligence,
the background?
You know, we said, what's our risk, right? So both parties agreed it may not happen. But let's develop some technology together that if it does happen, it's available. If it doesn't, well, then you're out of your cost to develop it and have your resource. And so are they, right? So we both had a little skin in the game.
Right.
And while the due diligence can happen. Well, the good news is both contracts got approved, both contracts got signed. And for the most part.
So you're ahead of the game, kind of.
Oh, my God. One of them literally is completely almost done.
Oh my gosh.
And scheduled to go live in May, and the other one's not far behind.
Well, it's actually a pretty good strategy, actually, when you think about it, because you get to see how both parties work together and how the technologies work together, that type of stuff. So actually, it's probably a pretty good move on your part.
Well, that was another announcement I wanted to make on your show. First.
Well, thank you.
Bringing it to market.
Scoop.
Yeah, little relevant revelation. When I woke up this morning, I was like, why don't we do this with all of our credit unions? If they're willing to take a little bit of risk, and we're willing to take a little risk, we've never had anybody deny us as a platform for due diligence.
Yeah.
Not one. And we're talking about some of the largest credit unions and now banks in the world approving the platform. The risk is, right, the time on the credit union or the bank side to say, yes, I'll have a team start to work with you to build this technology together while the due diligence is going. The benefit is, that could take maybe 3 months, 4 months for due diligence all to go through.
Right.
By the time that's done, you're ready to fire it up.
Exactly.
So I'm going to announce to everybody watching this video, we're ready. You want to take that risk? Bring it on.
I think
we have
brilliant.
A SaaS technology that can fire up as quick as you want it to be fired up. And while the due diligence is happening, your site can be built.
I think it's a brilliant move. Brilliant move. And I want to switch gears a little bit to the conference here.
Yeah.
And you guys have had, speaking of success, you guys have had a lot of success at NACUSO. You are not a one-time winner, but a two-time winner of the Next Big Idea competition, last year being the most recent. So what does this conference mean to you? I'm sure there's a lot of meaning there.
And I just got chills down my spine. So, I mean, it was walking down memory lane, without a doubt, being here again. I love NACUSO. I mean, it really has help put our company on the map.
Yeah.
You know, Jack and his team do an unbelievable job at running a conference and making you feel so welcome at the conference.
Yeah.
And as we started with this interview, the collaborative effort, the innovation effort, it is amazing. It's electric. It's it's very rare to find that at another conference, this kind of electricity.
For sure.
Between vendors, between credit unions, and just the whole idea behind CUSOs in general. Mm-hmm. So I think this is our fifth or sixth time coming to the CUSO.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for very blessed to win in 18 and 16. And I don't know, you never know. We may submit something again for next year. Stay tuned.
Well, 2020 is a good year. Yeah.
And I get to be a judge this year.
Yeah, I know. Awesome.
I can't wait. I'm stoked.
Winners get to be a judge. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet. Anything, any other mind-blowing news to report, Keith? Or any final words of wisdom to wrap up here?
Happy Easter to you and your family.
Well, thank you. Likewise, right back at you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Keith Kelly, everybody. See you, Rate Reset. Look them up. They're doing some-